from the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas. This is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Trey Elling from the SEC Media Days tonight. After our show in the morning, Aaron Hogan and Jackie Boy will be on the air as well from the SEC Media Days. Interesting story about the NFL and CBS Sports. The NFL's most overrated and underrated quarterbacks entering the 2026 season. In their list of most overrated, who would you say? And I don't agree with this, but they have him listed as the number one most overrated quarterback in the NFL.
Number one most overrated.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. He was very fortunate in many games last year. He had a really, really, really nice season, but he was very fortunate with close games for his team and some very fortunate throws late in the season.
Okay, I mean, I would say would be Jalen Hurts, but he's not going to be the answer.
No, he's not the answer.
It's probably going to be Caleb Williams.
You're exactly right,
well,
Jeff. Very perspective.
Thank you.
Caleb Williams, roller coaster passer, they say, helped lead the Bears back from a franchise
record. Agree with it.
18-point deficit in a 31-27 wild card round. One of the Packers helped force overtime against the Rams in a divisional round with a miracle fourth down touchdown heave. But they say he's just on a roller coaster. And they say he's the most overrated.
I believe he had the highest, I can't remember the actual term for this. He had the greatest miss ratio of any starter in the NFL. In other words, he missed his passes by the greater distance than anyone else in the league. He said it's because he throws the ball away often.
He had a 58.1 completion percentage, the second worst in the league among 33 qualified quarterbacks. Number two on this list surprised me some. I thought he was pretty solid. Another fortunate player was Bo Nix. He led the NFL with 612 passing attempts in 2025, but he failed to crack 4,000 yards per attempt. That ranked 28th among 33 quarterbacks, thanks to an average of 6.4 yards per attempt.
Well, but see, here's what I think about everyone so myopic about quarterbacks. The Broncos are like the Texans. I need my quarterback to keep it between the lines.
I need
my quarterback not to screw it up.
Right.
So Bo Nix doesn't have to do that much. He doesn't have to have that many big plays. He just needs to keep the thing on track.
Right.
Because they're going to be great on defense.
In the overrated division, they had Baker Mayfield. First two seasons with the Buccaneers, he earned Pro Bowl nods while guiding his new franchise to back-to-back division titles. Mayfield undid all the growth from those two seasons in the second half of the 2026 season.
I don't agree. What's he supposed to do?
After throwing 12 touchdown passes to only one interception and a 5-1 start in 2025, Mayfield cratered across the field two-thirds of the year, tossing 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions as the Buccaneers lost 8 of their last 11 games to finish 8-9 and miss the playoff completely. That's your thoughts on Baker?
And who's he supposed to be throwing to?
Well, now, Mike Evans is gone now.
I mean, even then, Mike Evans was hurt much of the year. That's who did this material? Because this is
CBS
ridiculous.
Sports.
It's lame.
Underrated. Number one most underrated quarterback in the NFL. You love this guy. You laud this guy all the time.
I'm sure.
You probably would love his tattoos.
Well, it's Dak Prescott.
It's Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
It's Dak Prescott.
I fought with people for a few years about this.
Underrated.
Had he wouldn't have been, let's just pretend that Dallas had an okay defense a year ago. He would have finished second in MVP voting.
Sure.
He would
they
have.
They were just gut-rotting off along defense.
Yeah. But his numbers are in the top three across the board.
Says,
and you go back two years ago, he did finish second in MVP. When he's on the field and healthy, he puts up great numbers.
This writer said, Dallas' quarterback, Dak Prescott, is one of the best in the league. Haters be damned. That's what he said.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that CBS guys aren't so goofy.
Also in the underrated division, I mentioned it before, Jordan Love. There are only two quarterbacks with at least 9 wins, 20-plus passing touchdowns and fewer than 12 interceptions in each of the last three seasons, Matthew Stafford and Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a quiet, great quarterback.
You're coming around. I say that and you mock me. CBS says it and you give him praise.
I've mocked you because you have an unnatural affection for the guy.
I did not.
That borderline's a little gay, if I may add. You know? But yeah,
have I ever mentioned anything beyond football with him?
No.
I don't know where you've come up with it.
Trevor Lawrence, they say, is also underrated. He initially struggled last year to pick up Cohen's offense, but once the light bulb went on, he soared.
Well, yes, he did. Is that a one-off?
I don't think so.
Well, I know. I think you may be right. But let's have some perspective. He's the first pick in the draft. He would have been the first pick of the draft his first 2 years of college, and he's underachieved largely up until this past year. I think they and the Texans are a ridiculously good matchup next year.
I do too.
And those are two should be really, really good teams.
Yeah. Should be really, really good teams. So that's the list of underrated.
Jalen Hurts did not make it.
No. Jalen Hurts didn't make it. Jalen Hurts is dealing with a strange situation. He's got a psycho head coach.
Yes.
He's got, you know, and I think, you know, they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, vastly underachieved last year. So it's going to be so interesting to see what happens this year when they should succeed again because they're the best team in the East.
Would you like to bet?
What's the bet, Jeff?
You're going to take someone other than the Eagles to win the NFC East.
Did you hear my last statement? They're the best team in the East.
I didn't hear it.
They're the best team in the East.
So are you not going to take that bet?
That would be a really big, as they say in Vegas, a big crapshoot. That would be a crap. I'd love to take the Cowboys, but again.
Take Cam Scataboo, Jackson Dart, and the Giants, and I'll bet you a bottle of wine.
No, I'm not going to do that. You're going to get Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart. They may be gone before the start in that last preseason game. Come on, Cam.
It's rah, rah, rah.
Run through that wall. Rah, 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 rah. Aaron Rodgers is not on this list. But something happened this weekend, Jeff. I don't know if you read this. Trey read it.
He's not on the list because he's irrelevant now.
But you know
he's
what happened?
Irrelevant.
You know what happened this week for him?
How many games do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win with him?
9.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 and 8.
I was hoping you'd say more. You want to bet on more?
No. I like the 9 figure. I don't know. They could catch a little magic in a bottle, as they say,
all
with
right.
Mike
so
McCarthy.
You take the Steelers to win 10 or more, and I'll take the under and bet you a bottle of wine.
Well,
let's do it.
If Baltimore does not win that division, it's going to be Pittsburgh. They always hang around, and Joe Burrow's going to get hurt.
Trey, mark it down. We have a bet. Ed has Pittsburgh to win their division.
No, I'm not taking that bet.
I say they're going to win 6.
Well, that doesn't support your old buddy over here, Trey.
Don't talk him out of it, Trey.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take that bet, Ed. I don't think they're going to.
I'm not taking that bet.
He's going to take it.
I think Cincinnati is going to be better than that.
Well, if Burrow stays healthy.
Okay. Who wins more games? The Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Dallas Cowboys will. Dallas was going to win 10 games.
Okay.
10-7.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll bet you that.
I might. Boy. How do they get 3 more wins? How?
Who?
Dallas?
Well, because
2.5. They had a tie.
As we like to say in woodworking and roofing, they've shorn up their defense. They're making the defense better. And I'm not going to be a Cowboy fan. We're going to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We'll kick their ass. You know, I'll see
Is
you.
Is their defense 3 games better?
Yes.
I don't know.
Has to be.
I don't know.
It must be. Okay, I'm going to tell you about this Aaron Rodgers story. And this is a
is
part
it
of the
love? Is it a fake, we found out the fake wife?
It's about love, but it's a different kind of love.
Oh, wow.
And we'll learn why Aaron Rodgers
is he made up with Anthony Fauci?
His mental factors are in line, and he hadn't used the ayahuasca to get this. He did something else. And I'll tell you what he did this past weekend. When we return,
is this a tease?
This is a radio tease,
Jeff. Wow.
It's in page 47 of your radio playbook that apparently...
What page is all of our equipment on?
Well, that
doesn't work.
That's the page where, we got to get that squirrel out of the woodwork over there or something. I'm on the World Wide Web on my telephone,
okay,
but not
Trey
on my...
Trey got you on a hotspot.
Yeah, Trey got my hotspot working.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Did you really?
No, I don't think I have that capability. I just realized I don't have enough data.
Hotspot.
Why can't you get online? You're here every single day.
I know. Well, okay. During this break, I would like you to try to get me
online.
When you
go log on to Breitbart and stuff down the hall.
See, I'm missing it. I'm missing Daily Mail.
Oh, no.
I haven't been on Facebook in 5 hours.
Oh, no.
Five hours.
5 hours.
Look at all the friends you've missed.
Ooh, I've missed all the stories.
Yeah.
Ooh. But I want you to grasp my computer with your two hands and try to get me online, okay? If you do that, I will sign this check over for you from NBC Universal from Friday Night Lights for $4.75.
Life-changing money.
Life-changing money here,
Mr.
Ward.
Wouldn't you get that quarterly?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I got so mad that this was only $4.75. I put it in my car, and I found it today.
Why does it fluctuate? Tell me the economics of this.
I'm glad you asked that question. Yeah. It fluctuated because it was on streaming services.
Okay.
And it was very, very good the last quarter because now our show, Colin, our show, has been on Netflix, and every time people click it on, I get a little half a penny or something, click, 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 and it's on that. And the episodes, I'm in some very popular episodes. One of the most popular is the Mud Bowl was a very popular episode.
That's the one I saw.
Yeah.
What show? I'm sorry.
Friday Night Lights. It's the Mud Bowl.
My mom loved that show.
Yeah, well, I'm glad your mom. Would she like an 8x10?
Sure, I'll ask her.
Get his glamour shot
out. To Trey's mother.
Yeah.
Here you go,
Kelly.
Do you
have any of those?
Like
like everybody in Hollywood has a, windblown look or whatever.
Of course.
Those headshots.
Do you have one where you have, your hand on your face?
What's your headshot like before you got the giant scar, I assume?
Well,
I kind of want an 8x10 now just to see what it looks like.
I could do that. And I'm the only person on that show had two different names.
How did you have two different names?
I don't know. They screwed up. I was Ralph Jarrett when I was on the radio. Yeah.
You had a fake name?
I had two fake names.
I thought you were just Ed Clements.
Oh, no. I was Ralph Jarrett for the radio scenes I did.
So they think your name is really Ralph?
Ralph Jarrett.
Maybe that's why your check isn't... They missed...
No.
Maybe they're sending the money to Ralph Jarrett.
And then I had Lanny Albright for the Mud Bowl, the TV. So he said TV guy.
Did you make up your own names or were they written in the script?
No. They pay professionals to do that, man.
You had three words.
Oh, no. I had...
You had a whole...
monologue.
Oh my butt!
I saw it.
Yeah.
It was
Mud Bowl.
Did watch it.
Let me
thank
hear
you.
It.
Well, our equipment's not working.
Our computer. I would play it if our computer worked.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've not been this excited since Woodstock. Jimi Hendrix.
Did you really say that?
Uh huh. Yeah, I did.
Did you write that or did they write it?
Oh, you know what? I've changed it. I didn't. I kind of massaged it a little bit.
Okay, wait.
What's the line again? This is the opening of the broadcast?
This is the opening deal of the Mud Bowl. Yeah, I had the first line of the show that deal. Ladies and gentlemen, the excitement is here. I can feel Jimi Hendrix about to come on stage, something like that. Because it was an outdoor event. It wasn't raining yet, so... All the excitement. It was a playoff game.
Is that how you said it? That's not very good.
Well, I was a TV. I was on TV.
Oh, you were?
I was on TV. I was a TV sports.
And your line was, I've not been this excited since Woodstock?
Since Jimi Hendrix, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you follow up by saying when I was tripping out and touching myself?
You could never make it in Hollywood.
By
putting that vial in that filth. Good Lord.
I can't read somebody else's material.
Oh,
I just can't.
Well, you've got
that was the end of my never started TV career.
Mm-hmm.
They put it up there,
and I said,
I never say that stuff. And they go, what? I go, what you put on this screen, I never say anything like that.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
That's not how I talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone just froze.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not reading that. I'll write something else.
Well,
what are you going to say? I'm not telling you what I'm going to say. Why would I do that?
That's a risky deal.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, I don't think... Well, it
you just look and sound like everyone else and no one watches?
When you're a younger broadcaster on TV, you've got to... I believe you submit your own scripts, then they're edited, and then they're put on the teleprompter where the editor will change it. when you're older and you're more mature, like when you're a Roger Wallace or a Bobby Ballou or a Dale Hansen. You can say whatever you want to say in your own style because you're a veteran. Dig a may, understand what I'm saying?
So somebody wrote that line for you?
Yes. All Hollywood scripts, Jeff, are written by writers. I'm not going to call you that, but they have writers.
You know what? That's not a very good line. No one talks like that.
Well, I found it quite unusual, but even Trey and Trey's mother remembered that line. It's sort of my...
Well, I remember seeing the episode. Huh? I don't remember the line.
Well, I'll bet your mother does.
Yeah, maybe. I'll call her and see if...
So do you sign your headshots for people and say, what was the line again? I haven't been this excited since Woodstock.
I will sign
it. Too long. Clements. It's going to take up the whole picture.
I will sign it. Ed Clements, a.k.a. Ralph Jarrett.
Ooh.
Do you put like a heart above your name?
Yeah.
Like a,
it depends who it goes to.
You know, black and white headshot or is it color?
Of course, they're all black and white.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it.
Of course they are.
You have full body or just do like a...
Well, it's a headshot. You get this kind of thing.
In Hollywood, surely you got to show your body.
Well, for some roles you do, but for my limited, I didn't have to show my body. Come on, man. Yeah.
I haven't been this excited since Woodstock.
Yeah. There was a line like that. I'll get there.
Were you even at Woodstock?
No,
did you go?
Oh, no, I'm too young to be at Woodstock.
I was going
to
say, what is the audience for this show? 80?
I'd say my mom's age.
Television fantasy. It's fantasy, Jeff. Come on, man.
Jeez.
It's we take people to somewhere they've never been before.
Well, no one even knows what Woodstock is.
In a fantasy land type deal.
What's the demo of
take it up? Take it up to the damn writers. Ride a tube and be concerned.
What's the demographics of the Friday Night Lights viewer?
It was young. We skewed young because
really?
Of the, oh God, yes.
Well, young in the context of this building.
No,
the 80.
Oh, well, no, we had skewed young. We had Jesse Plemons, those guys.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan, those young up and coming stars.
Maybe the biggest star in America.
Well, didn't they walk by and say, "Hey, buddy, what would you just say, Woodstock?"
No, they would say, great to have you on set, Mr. Clements.
Wasn't this like 07?
It was a long time ago. See, I
obviously
garnered
respect. Got a $4 check.
I garnered respect from the fans.
Yeah, they paid you $4.
No, this was the distributors. This was terrible, done by NBC Universal. Damn them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to strike.
No, don't need to do that.
I mean, all that big line, that groundbreaking line. I've been this excited since Woodstock, and you got $4 out of it.
Well, that during that month, I had to. The one we filmed here was the best.
Was there any full nudity in the show,
Jeff? It was TV on NBC.
No, there is no nudity.
There's no nudity on.
It was on TV.
Commercial TV. Come on, man. It wasn't on. It's now on Netflix, but they didn't put any. You know. Come on, man.
Is it bad if not seen the show?
It's really bad. It's really bad.
I saw the movie or read the book.
I know Buzz Bissinger. I was there in Odessa when he wrote the book. Yeah.
I mean, I knew guys in the book.
It's just pretty much the movie, but with a plot, with like plot story.
It's nothing like
clips
the movie.
Of it and stuff.
Never seen you. Like
I always thought you lied about being on the show.
No.
It's shot like the movie.
Yeah, and that same music, sort of, but that was Peter Berg.
It used to be on ESPN Classic.
Peter Berg was the producer of the movie and the producer, one of the producers of the TV show. The fine director.
I thought the movie was okay. I thought Billy Bob Thornton was
really
good.
Billy Bob was really good, yeah.
I mean, he played the understated Gary Gaines really well.
And Gary Gaines was an understated guy.
Yeah, exactly.
A wonderful guy, understated.
Yeah, I thought that was really justice.
They ripped Permian a little too much so with the Booby Miles stuff. They did kick him to the curb, but I never heard any racial stuff, you know, that sort of stuff. But they did kick him to the curb after he got hurt. It's a football factory out there. What can I say?
Was.
Well, they're making somewhat of a comeback. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But no, it was a factory back then. Not anymore. Not anymore. They lost their luster, Midland, Lee, and Odessa Permian. Yeah. Break time. More 102.7 ESPN right after this timeout.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
Looking for that brand new car truck? Look no further than my friends at Covert Chevrolet in Bastrop, 702 Highway 71 West. The Covert family, man, they've been doing it right for a long, long time. They sold their first vehicle in 1909 in Austin. Now they have car sales all over Central Texas. And I like to talk about Covert Chevrolet because of my friend Rox Covert and family. Five generations of Coverts have worked every day to deliver the very best selection and prices to all their customers. No pressure, no gimmicks, just great prices, an easy, fun, and transparent buying experience. Free home delivery of vehicles and paperwork to your home or office anywhere in Texas. And when you buy from the Covert families, you become part of the Covert family. Not just buying a car, it's buying the Covert family difference. You can check out their inventory at covertchevrolet.com. All the new and used inventory in one location. Be sure to look for the July specials, and they're going to have some great August specials as well. And it's a great time to go to that website to try to find a vehicle for that college kid going to school. They've got some great new vehicles and some exceptional used vehicles as well. They're always closed on Friday. Always closed on Saturday, but open every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Remember, friends, at Covert Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan. And if you're anything like me, you grew up playing sports and maybe you have foot or ankle injuries that you never let heal, I can't recommend Align Foot and Ankle Clinic enough. The clinic is under the direction of Dr. Ho Ellsworth, who is redefining foot and ankle care.
When you're dealing with chronic conditions, after a while, your body ignores it or walls off the issue. But with regenerative therapy, you're allowing your body to try to go in and heal that area, whether it's through laser therapy, shockwave therapy. These are all really cutting edge tools that allow professionals to return to the demands of their jobs.
Trust me, folks, you don't have to be a professional athlete to get this kind of care when you go to Align Foot and Ankle.
We talk about regenerative therapy. People see dollar signs, but Align Foot and Ankle, we offer and afford people the opportunity to resume their active lifestyles.
Get with Dr. Ho Ellsworth today, 512-882-4911. That's 512-882-4911. Or simply go to AlignFootClinic.com. That's AlignFootClinic.com. Align Foot and Ankle. The summer heat, not just tough on you go-getters and athletes, summer's brutal on your lawn as well. Triple-digit heat, dry conditions, those pests showing up like uninvited fans can wreck your home turf pretty quick. And that's where Dr. Tech's Lawn and Pest comes in. They're going to build a game plan for your yard, keeping your grass green, your landscape strong, and the bugs on the sidelines where they belong. Because whether you're hosting a watch party or a picnic or just enjoying your backyard, your lawn and its usefulness should be at a championship level. Find them online at drtex.co. That's drtex.co. And get your yard ready for the Texas summer with Dr. Tech's Lawn and Pest.
Hey, for over 35 years, my buddies at Plains Capital Bank have been dedicated to strengthening our communities, our families, local economic growth, and enhancing educational opportunities. Boy, they're wonderful, proud sponsors of local sports, from our Austin area high school teams to UT athletics, and they offer you a real partnership. If you're running a business in Austin and feel like your bank doesn't know your name, maybe it's time to find one that does. They do and will know your name at Plains Capital Bank. And it's built for Austin businesses that want more than just a bank. They want teammates. And great teammates they will be. Relationship banking with Plains Capital Bank. It's personal. It's local. Visit a Plains Capital location near you or online at plainscapital.com. Go check that out and see my friend Paul Hollybeck and crew. Plainscapital.com. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Okay, I was going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, but I'll hold that off. But apparently, and I will hear more from Trey Elling, one of the big stories from SEC Media Days is Kentucky head coach Will Stein.
Yeah, it's kind of Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, Will Stein apparently said today, yeah, we're going to win. They're going to win today. They're going to win this year, Kentucky, because of me.
Because of me. Yeah.
Because of me.
Yeah. That's what he said.
What in the wide, wide world of sports?
You want to bet on that?
No, I don't think I want to bet on Kentucky.
Does he mean one win or two wins?
You're going to win because of me.
Will, one, nobody knows who you are. Two, nobody cares.
Right.
Three, you're not going to win.
You are at a basketball school.
And you're in the SEC.
Yes. You have...
What's the over-under on Will's team winning? What does he even mean? We're going to win because of... He tried to go Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah.
Kurt Cignetti said, remember this? He said, somebody asked him about his past. He goes, well, just Google me. I win a lot.
The over-under for Kentucky is 4.5 wins.
You know what, Trey? I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over.
You're behind the Will Stein, huh?
I'm going to say they're going to win 5 games.
Does anyone know where Will Stein came from?
I'm trying to get it on my phone here.
Yes, you got a phone, yeah.
Damn it, come on.
Are you on like AOL or something? CompuServe?
He was the OC at Oregon.
Okay. The OC at Oregon. They were very good. Yeah. Well, they've got really good players, though, Will.
You know where he got his start? He spent some time here at the 40 Acres
as well. I thought he had started at Bowie High School.
He started at Louisville.
Right. I think he was at Bowie. I'm not kidding that.
I was kidding.
No, I think he did. I think there's something.
You want to bet on that?
No, I'm not. Jeez, you want to bet on everything? Lordy, gosh.
He started at Louisville, and he followed...
I got it right.
Okay.
He was a Lake Travis. That's where he was.
No, you're is that really?
No. He was. I'm looking at it right now.
This guy?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, Louisville, Texas, Lake Travis High School, University of Texas, San Antonio, and the University of Oregon.
You are correct.
He's only 36 years old.
Yeah. Well,
he was offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, 2018 to 2019 at Lake Travis. He went from Louisville 2013 and 2014, Texas quality control.
Oh, gosh.
He followed Charlie Strong.
And then he was at Lake Travis 2018, 2019, then UTSA.
Why would you say that?
Why would I say what?
Why would he say, we're going to win because of me?
I don't know.
I mean, even if you were somebody, that's a pretty ridiculous thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting in the next room, you know, these things are dumb. I've been there. And you listen to the interview after interview, or you listen to your coach come on before you or stuff like that. And your head coach said, we're going to win because of me. How would you take that?
He coached Garrett Wilson at Lake Travis. I don't know how you would take that. And all you do, Will, is open yourself up to embarrassment.
Now everyone has this soundbite.
Right.
When you get rolled by 55 points by Georgia, I wouldn't say Texas because they got lucky to beat them.
He's never been a head coach at any level.
Yeah.
Not even for Pop
Warner. But they're going to win because of him.
Because of me.
Well, what's he got? Is he like Myles Garrett coming with him?
Yeah, Dante Moore. I mean, you're gonna have a sudden transfer to
Kentucky.
We're gonna
win because of me.
Yeah, you can be optimistic.
It's not gonna take long. I'm gonna say it. Will, you lost today because of you.
He's making more money than he ever has.
Okay.
He's never been a head coach.
Give me
anywhere.
A Kentucky schedule real quick.
Trey, you have it in front of you.
Yeah, give me a second.
Let's not joke around too much, because had their coach not been a moron and kicked a field goal against Texas.
You know where he is right now? He's at the 40 Acres. He's a quality control coach.
Whatever. Yeah. He's got a stopwatch.
All right, here we go. Okay. Kentucky starts their season off with Youngstown State.
They win. That's check.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Then they head to Tuscaloosa and take on the Crimson Tide.
The second game of the year?
Yep. I'm going to say that's a loss.
That's an X. Okay.
Will, you lose that game because of you.
Then it only gets harder. They have to go to College Station and play A&M.
Ooh, that's an X there, Will. Okay.
But it gets a little bit easier. They play South Alabama after A&M.
That's Major Applewhite School.
Okay, I thought they were giving up their program, but okay.
And then that
South Alabama? Well, okay, I'll check. That's a check for Kentucky, okay.
After that, they head to South Carolina and take on the Lamora
Cox.
Sellers.
Yeah, that's an X. You lose that one, Will.
And then they got to take on LSU.
That's a really large X.
It only gets
harder. Is that on the road? Is Will on the road?
That's a home game.
Oh, okay.
For them.
I thought he was going to go to Death Valley and say we're winning because of me tonight.
And I think Alabama is also a home game.
It doesn't matter.
They could play in a park.
Hey, after LSU.
Then they got to play Oklahoma.
That's a loss.
So he has three.
He's got two wins.
He has three absolute beatdowns in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Then they get Vandy. Vandy at home.
Where are they playing? Nashville, or are they playing?
They're playing at Kentucky, I think. Kentucky.
I don't give them that one either. Okay.
Then they gotta go to Rocky Top and play the Volunteers.
They get beat by that, yeah.
He's now lost five in a row.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5.
Then they got to play Florida.
That's a loss.
Okay. Then, he's now lost 6 in a row.
Okay.
Then they got to play Missouri.
That's
he's lost
a loss.
7 in a row. When does it kick in that they're going to win because of him?
We're going to win because
of
him.
And then they round out their season. They play against their crosstown rivals with Louisville.
That's
I think that's also
be,
a loss.
That's a loss. So that's a
okay,
2.
So he,
2
he
and
lost 8
season.
In a row to end the year. 9 in a row.
That's 2 and 10, Will. 2 and
Does
10.
Does that count as we're going to win because of me?
We're going to win because of those,
what
two
do you mean,
games.
Those 2 games.
South Alabama
we're
and
beat South
somebody
Alabama
else.
Because
we did
of
it.
Me. Do you know how often? I mean, imagine he goes to Kyle Field and they roll up 65.
Mm-hmm.
You know someone's going to say, did you guys win today because of you?
Did you lose because
because
of you?
Because you lose because of you, coach. That why would you say
He's
something
all,
like
Jeff.
That?
He's
what
36 years old.
I don't care.
In the blink of the eye, he was at Lake Travis High School, Hank Carter's assistant. And then he goes to Oregon where he works for Lanning. Okay. And he's surrounded with all the money in the world.
Why would he say something like that?
Because he's young and stupid at times.
At times?
Yeah.
He's got 10 straight losses to end the year.
Well, he's a rebuilding program. He's
I thought they were going to win because of him.
Going to win because
what's he
going
to say? Mid, you know, after he gets that 5-game stretch where he gets boat raced, is he going to say, well, "I meant we're going to win in 2034 because of me"? I didn't mean 2026.
That's when the finger pointing. It wasn't me. It was him.
Yeah.
If we had an offensive coordinator. We had a defense. Yeah. Oh, Will.
You tool.
Will just.
You know the only reason why it's. Kentucky was mentioned by ESPN is because he said that.
He said that, yeah. He said that.
It's the only thing people are going to say about Kentucky football. What else would you have to say?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. They came close against Texas. They blew it against Texas
they
last year. They blew it.
Wasn't that with Brock Vandergriff as their quarterback?
Or some guy that was had a funky name.
How about on 4th and 2, you just kick a field goal and win? And when you don't, and you don't convert, you lose your job. Well, in his case, it was a win because they paid the Kentucky coach.
Stoops, Junior Stoops.
In all cash in 30 days.
Yeah, I had to. Part of the, yeah.
What a disaster.
Oh, yeah. It's a basketball school.
Not that Will Stein is here.
Yeah, he's here to save the day.
Oh, bless his heart.
He's going to go.
That is a meteoric rise, though. That is a hell of a meteoric rise. From offensive coordinator at Oregon to be a head coach anywhere at the first time.
Kurt Cignetti really kind of gave these guys a lot of confidence.
Well, Kurt Cignetti had street cred,
and
right?
It worked
because
out.
He won.
He won.
He won at every level. He'd work for Saban.
And it kind of fit.
James Madison.
I mean, nobody thought about it at the time, but when Kurt Cignetti said, I win a lot, Google me.
He
kind of fit his vibe. Mm-hmm. He's kind of that way. And I think he meant it to be serious. I don't think he meant to be goofy like Will Stein.
Yeah.
And you know what? He was right.
He was right.
I mean,
he was right.
Yeah. I'm not ready to put Will Stein in the category of Kurt Cignetti.
And the thing about Kurt Cignetti, too, and you're right, Kurt Cignetti doesn't look like he's through winning either.
No.
Because he's that type of coach.
He's a hard ass.
Yeah. And he's got Josh Hoover, Sonny Dykes' old quarterback, who is spotty at times, but with the right personnel around him, he will look like whomever. It could be another great year. They've got some tough games. They got to go play Ohio State. They host Ohio State, I believe.
Well, okay, this dude, Will Stein.
Will Stein.
When he's on the ride over there to wherever they're doing the silly stuff.
Tampa, Florida.
Okay. And so I remember doing that. And you ride over the coach and somebody's driving and the three of you are just chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Is he coming up with this line on the way over? Guys, tonight, watch this. I'm telling the world we're winning because of me. What do you think? Coach, maybe we pump the brakes a little bit.
He probably heard that. Maybe he heard that from one of the Westlake coaches one time, or maybe from Hank, you win because of me. Even Hank Carter wouldn't say that.
I don't know any coach that would say that. Even a good one, a winning one. Like, did Sean Payton say, we're going to win because
we're
of me?
We're going to win because
now
of
they
me.
Probably, they have. They have. But
he's Sean Payton.
He's Sean Payton.
He's won
with
Super
the Broncos.
Bowl.
He's,
yes.
He's not I don't care if you took some Don Shula, Jimmy Johnson, Lombardi, and Cignetti and stuck them in Kentucky. Do you know how many games they're going to win?
They're not going to win more.
They're not going to win more than
four.
More
than Wales going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. They may surprise a South Carolina. They could
maybe. They win
challenge
four.
A Vanderbilt,
they win four.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, well. Now we got to make fun of you.
Mm.
And you have a five-game stretch in which you are going to get boat raced.
Oh.
You are going to get smoked. Because Lane Kiffin will run it up on you.
Of course
he
will.
He wants to and he needs to. I think the Aggies,
Aggies
might,
are going
to
run
Aggies
just
might,
because the Aggies
yeah.
are good. They're
yeah,
better.
I think the Aggies might run, put a track meet on you too.
Trey, get this. He explains why he believes he can turn around. I can't. I'm hitting.
Oh, no.
I have the exact quote right
here. Oh, here.
Hold on.
Can we get you?
Okay.
Like you have, you lost Blue Chew, right? Can we get you like a service provider ad account or something?
Yeah. My phone and my computer still go bing, 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 boo. Remember the old days? Okay.
Yes.
Why do you think you can win big here? He said, this is going to sound like really, I think, because of me, to be honest. I think because of me. I think I know what it takes. I've seen it at the highest levels. I know what it takes to recruit at this level. And you just got to believe, man. You just got to put the ball down and play. That's not really else said need to be said. Is it going to happen overnight? I don't know. I really don't. If I had a crystal ball, everybody in this room would be really, really rich right now. I don't. And so the best determination of if it what we're doing is working is putting the ball down and playing football. And there's going to be bumps in the road. I mentioned it in the speech, like I'm prepared for tough moments and tough times. I've succumbed to that in our process, right? I already do self-talk myself. I already do self-talk myself about, all right, how can I stay neutral when the stuff's bad? I can stay as neutral as possible and be very diplomatic in my approach. So that's why. I mean, growing up as a fan is great. What in the hell are you talking about?
That made no sense.
Yeah, that was like
a... That's just a bunch of rambling nonsense.
Who wrote that? Joe Biden?
People
that
come,
is some rambling
he said,
nonsense.
He said, people come to Lexington and love it. I mean, the longer I live there, the longer I'm like, wow.
You've been there a month and a half.
This place is incredible. It's got everything you want. Great food, great nightlife, great community, great university. It's safe. You've got Big Blue Nation. And it just takes some TLC and you got to attack. You can't sit back and wait. That's one thing I refuse to do at Kentucky is to wait. And so I'm really excited about it. Our administration, direction that's going again. I said I was so fired up about that. Mitch brought me here. I'm also excited about what the future holds. And so that's why I'm excited. That's why I believe or else I wouldn't have taken this job. I would have stayed in Oregon and coached Dante and stayed out there.
Yeah.
Will Stein.
Okay. So, listen,
he loves his new hometown.
Yeah, apparently,
Lexington.
He's like Walt Whitman, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's quite the poet.
I'm going to bet. Great food there.
Yeah, it's what I've heard from Will.
Safe.
Yeah,
it's safe.
It's very safe. I'm going to bet you right now on Kentucky and Will Stein.
Over under on 3 years, two and a half, 2 years. 3 years? He's there three.
I might stay three or more just because they're just going to let him flail.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to pay another coach. $35 million. They're not going to pay Will Stein $40 million to go away.
Yeah, they already got burnt on that deal.
Yeah, I don't believe it. They'll just say, Will, just stay here and keep losing.
Got to take a break.
I'll bet you they don't win more than four next year. Bet me that.
No, I'm not going to bet you. I will not bet you because I
three.
Will. Two, and I'll make a bet.
No. You take three or more?
No, because I
you
think.
You earned the man.
I know. It's all because of me.
He knows how to recruit at the highest level.
Put the ball down.
Jeff, he knows.
Just put the ball down.
Put the ball down. Let's
play. Put it down. Let's play.
Let's play. Back with more. 1027 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN. Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, back on the show, final segment. We're watching ESPN. They have talking about the AFC North with Lamar and Joe and Aaron Rodgers. Jeff, I made the comment earlier, and I'm sticking to it. Aaron Rodgers may have a really breakout season because something happened this weekend with Aaron Rodgers. Nobody saw coming. Aaron Rodgers.
He killed Anthony Fauci?
No. I'm serious now, man.
Oh.
He reunited with his family after decades-long estrangement. He hadn't seen his mom and dad or talked to his mom and dad for a long, long time. And, Jeff, they got together this weekend.
Is this a true story?
It's a true story.
Yeah. Made-up garbage.
It's true. Yeah, this is true.
It's true. They were arm in arm with his mother. It is weird. His father looks just like him.
Oh, is that right?
It is really weird.
I thought he had a brother that was on reality TV.
Yeah, Jordan Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was reunited with his mom and dad, and I think this is something within him. Oh, you know, boy. He tried that ayahuasca and all that yeah. stuff.
It went on a darkness
retreat.
He's got
a fake wife, too, though.
Well, I'm not sure how fake she is. I've never seen a picture of her. But yeah, they reunited. I think he's whole again. He's opened the noose in his heart. His heart is open to his mother and father. They're going to go to some games this year.
Well, great.
They haven't seen him play in a long, long time.
I tell you what.
Tell
I'll
me
make
what.
A bet with you.
Is it all about bets?
Since you
this
seem
is
to
a
be...
heartwarming story.
Yeah, but...
He's reunited, and it feels so good with his family. Okay, what's the bet?
They're going to lose. They're going to win fewer than 9.
Well, they're over under. I just saw on TV, as you did too, 8.5.
Oh.
I think they'll win 9 games. I'll bet you the over
right.
of 8.5.
Okay, we got no. You have 9 or more.
No,
it's what you said.
The over under is 8.5.
You said 9.
Okay, I guess I have 9.
You
then.
Have 9.
Yeah, you did say they'd go 9-8.
Yeah. Okay, 9-8. I'll stand by that.
I'll bet you he doesn't lead that division in passing.
Well, I doubt.
I bet you he's the last quarterback of in passing. I bet you Shador has more.
I bet you Shador doesn't start. I bet you Deshaun friggin' Watson starts. My man.
You
let's
bet
go
with
get a
Trey
massage.
On that one?
I don't want to bet with Trey. No, I only bet with you. I don't want to bet with Trey.
Yeah, I don't have the money.
You want to bet me that he is the leading passer in his division?
No, you're the one that brought that up. That's not in my realm. I'm talking about winning. Mental aspect, family. He's reunited with his family, and you know who else he's reunited with?
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy.
Boy, they're going places.
They could go places. Maybe some.
I don't think they're winning 9 games.
I don't either.
I think they're winning 6.
I don't either.
Wow. Okay, 6. I'll bet they'll win.
I might take more than 6, but I'm not going much past that. And well, why is it they're going to win these games?
Well, because I believe...
Other than he reunited with his family, which I have no idea if that's true.
That is true. That has been confirmed.
Well, of course, don't question it. Man, would you look at some other sources in your late night, whatever, in God's name you look at it, 4 in the morning? You know?
Okay.
Go to Daily Mail.
I'm surprised you missed that, Jeff.
Yeah, I have not...
Schefter talked about
it. Yeah, I have not heard that at all.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Well, I think you should care because I think that division, quarterbacks in that division, they're good. Joe Burrow off
you
the
think?
Charts. Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson, I still think Lamar Jackson, I think Baltimore is going to win that division because your proverbial window is closing.
Yeah.
And they've got the new
He's
head
mad.
Coach.
Yeah.
He's mad. So I really like Baltimore to win, but I think they're going to be bunched up. And so goes the health of Joe Burrow.
Yes.
So goes the Bengals.
Yeah.
So
you think Aaron Rodgers is the second best quarterback in that division?
Did I say that? I never said that.
No, but I'm trying.
I think right now I would consider him the third best quarterback because Shador Sanders, I don't know anything about Shador Sanders.
Yeah. Or Deshaun.
Last,
whoever's on the roster.
Well, the last time out, he was just, well, they got a whole bunch of quarterbacks, but I just get the feeling Deshaun Watson is going to start.
But you think Aaron Rodgers has some kind of like newfound love and
it's your heart.
Oh, wow.
He's got a full heart.
He's playing loose. Huh. With a full heart.
What did Coach Taylor say on Friday Night Lights?
I don't know. I don't know.
Clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose. What did Coach Stein say at Kentucky?
We will win
because of me.
No, clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. He's got clear eyes. He's got a full heart. But he'll lose a few.
And he's old and he's slow. Did he not witness him last? The last time you saw him?
Well, that was a very smothering and outstanding
okay.
Houston defense.
The last time we saw him, He was curled up in fetal position, giving the ball to whoever tackled him to say, take it, please.
Okay. Listen, I just think it's wonderfully reunited.
That's beautiful. I hope they're all okay.
Yeah, I think they are.
Well, do you know about his this wife thing?
Well, I know his parents had never got to meet Danica Patrick.
His wife doesn't go. Danica Patrick? You don't know who Danica Patrick is?
Yeah, I mean, she's...
Yeah, they dated. You don't remember that?
Aaron really?
Rodgers? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Man, you need to read People magazine. Okay, who's
when did
on?
This happen?
About
like
2018? 8 years ago? Okay.
Well, I thought he was with some 19-year-old or something.
No.
He's
that
been
was
with
after.
A lot of people. Okay, who's on Trey Elling tonight besides his guests from the SEC?
You know, tonight, former mayor Will Wynn.
Wow. I haven't heard that name in a while.
I know, me either.
Chuck Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.